works are in his hands. Amen.
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 And we know that we can
make it.
No matter what comes our way,
our
lives are in his hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Bless the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God forevermore. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give you glory. We praise and worship you this morning. We ask that you speak to us in the language of our in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Loving Jesus or loving God is key to our Christian faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
if you don't love him, it will be difficult for you to do anything for him. Amen.
Amen.
Love is the first key. Bible says that God is love. And anyone who does not love does not know God. The first key is to love God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important that every Christian loves God. So today we are going to look at how to love God.
Or
how can we love God? Amen.
Amen.
Now the first is to learn about him. To learn about him. Because God is a spirit. We don't see him. We can't see him. And if we cannot see him, then how do we love him that we cannot see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You love him, you don't see. Because even we see people, but it's difficult to even love some people. There are people around you, your neighbors around you, your colleagues at work or at school around you, and sometimes it's even difficult for the people you know, the people you can see. How much more God that you don't see? How do you love a person you don't see? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we ought to love him. So how can we love him?
It's,
number one is to learn about him. So if you cannot see God, but you have to love him, then you have to learn about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God dealt with human beings under the Old Testament as an invisible God. When it came to the New Testament, Bible says that he sent Jesus, his son, who was God that came in the form of flesh. Bible says in the beginning was word.
And
the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word came down to this earth. And took upon him the form of a flesh. And dwelt among men. So Jesus was God dwelling among men. So his disciples saw him. They walked with him. They talked with him. They ate with him. They went about with him. So it was very easy to love him. Because they could see him. And to relate to him physically. But when Jesus died and he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, we those who came after his death, we also cannot see him physically. Hallelujah. But we need to love him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need to love him. So how do we love him? How do we love him? We need to learn about him. We need to find out about him. That is the only way we can get to love him. We can get to relate to him. We can get to know him. Amen.
Amen.
And so it is very vital that you learn about God. Any Christian that does not learn about God, it will be difficult for you to love him because you can't see him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God in his own wisdom, and because he's a spirit, and he wants us to love him, to relate with him, Bible tells us that by his spirit, he caused men to write about him. So men wrote about God. They were led by the Spirit of God. They were quickened by the Spirit of God. And they wrote about God. They wrote about the history of God. Right from the Old Testament. They wrote about the goodness of God. They wrote about the mercies of God. They wrote about the power of God. They wrote about God in general. They wrote about the ways of God. They wrote about the oppression of God. Then if when Jesus also came, they also wrote about him. They wrote about the love of God and the goodness of and the mercy. So it God caused men to write about him. So that those who read about him will know him and come to relate to him and have the opportunity to love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God caused men to write about him. Amen.
Amen.
And God caused men to write about 66 books, isn't it? 66 books about him.
Book 66.
66 books about God. About the ways of God. About the character of God. About who he is. About what he has done before. And what he intends to do. About his plans of old. And his plans today. Everything that God is. Everything that God will be. Everything that God wants for man. His will and his desire for man. He caused men to write about it. And it's all found in these 66 books.
that
has been compiled into what we call a Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you want to relate with God and love a God that you do not see, then you need to learn about him. And God made provision available for us that we can learn about him. We can know him. We can relate to him. We can know his plans for us. He made provision for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible,
that's true,
it's God's will for man. It's his will for us. If you were born and your father had passed before he was born. Before you were born. Or maybe you were even born, you really were not grown to even know your father. But your father has written a will down for you. Your father has written. He has written a diary. See, he has a diary and recorded everything up to the time of his death. Now, if you want to know that father that you did not really relate to because he died, the very important way is to take that diary. And read the diary.
Now what kind humano?
Read what is in it.
What kind of woman?
Take that wheel. Read his will.
Kind.
And you will know the kind of man that your father was. And even the plans that he had for you. Because he had laid them down in his will and in his diary concerning you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So it's important that we learn about God. If you don't learn about God, you don't know him and you cannot relate to him properly. And it will be difficult for you to love him.
The
Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart. With all your soul. With everything that is inside you. How can you love God like that when you have never seen him before? The only way is to learn about him. We need to be learners. To learn about our father, when we call him father, we must learn about him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the more we learn about God, the more you will know him. And the more you will fall in love with him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So number one, we need to learn about God. Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Verse 16 to 17. Verse 16 to 17. All scripture is inspired by God. Please interpret.
Na chobiano nyankopo ena ehye mukani
and is useful
na ehu hia
to teach.
Said be enchere.
Okay, it is useful to teach us what is true.
Na ehu hia se ebe chere ye de ye nokre.
And to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare
And
equip his people to do every good work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that all scripture. Remember that the Bible is God's will for us. It is written about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so all scripture is inspired by God. And it is useful to teach us what is true.
Now when you begin
to read this, then you begin to know God's mind for you. So it's already telling us that God wants us to know what is true. And make us realize what is wrong in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
That is God's will. So as you begin to read, you begin to know God. That God wants you to know the truth. He also wants you to know what is wrong with your life. And he said it corrects. It corrects us. This word corrects us. God wants us to be corrected from every wrong. And he teaches us to do what is right. He wants us to do what is right. He says God uses his word to equip us and to prepare us to do his work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word of God. This is the scriptures. This is the Bible. And so the more we read the Bible, we learn about God. We find out who God is. What God wants for us. How God wants us to live our lives. How he wants us to relate with him. How he wants us to relate with our fellow human beings. How he wants us to love him. How he wants us to worship him. How he wants us to live on this earth. We can find all in the scriptures. And we learn about him in the scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If someone is there, okay. Psalm 119, huh? Mm-hmm. Psalm 119. Psalm is plenty, eh? Psalm 119, verse 105.
Yeah.
All right. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet.
Now what's up no a hanya a tinitini ma kwan
and a light for my path.
So
it says the word of God that we need to learn about God.
It
says your word. Whose word? God's word. So God's word is shows us, makes us to learn who God is. And he says, your word is a lamp to guide my feet. Hallelujah. And a light for my path. So as we read the word of God, as we learn the word of God, we see that God is a guide to our feet. And a light to our path. So God wants us to live in a certain way. And the way wants us to live, it is his word that is a light unto us. When we walk through this life, walk through this world, his word becomes our light on our path. It lightens our path. The world can be full of evil, but as long as we have the word of God, it lightens our path. So people can be living their life anyhow and be walking in darkness, but you have a light that lightens your path. So once men are walking in darkness, you have a light that is shining in the darkness, and you can see your way clearly. He says, it's a lamp unto my feet, so that I will not stumble and fall. So this begins to tell me who God is. It shows that God is so concerned about me. Are you understanding me? He's so concerned about my life. He wants my life to end well. He wants me to walk well, live well, so that I will not fall, so that I will not destroy myself. So he gives me light. Hallelujah. So that I can see clearly my path and my way in the midst of a wicked and dark world. Now, so when I'm learning about this God, and I'm seeing how he's concerned about me, how wouldn't I love this God? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I would definitely begin to fall in love with him, because I see a God that is so concerned about me. A God that does not want me to get lost and get missing. A God that does not want me to end up in hellfire. But he has given me his word and his will. He has written a diary down for me to read. And his word has become a light unto my path, and a lamp unto my feet. So the more you learn about him, the more you get to know him, and the more you get to fall in love with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 15 verse 4. Romans chapter 15 verse number 4. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Verse number 4. All right. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago. To teach us. And the scriptures gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. So as we read the scripture, it is written long ago. Some of this long ago. Long ago, but we have it today. Amen.
Amen.
Written long ago, but we have it today. It's for us today.
It
tells you the relevance of God's word. God's word is never out of date. Hallelujah. It is never out of date. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he says that word that was written long time ago to teach us. So what my father wrote a long time ago, what my father put down a long time ago, today it is helping me, it is teaching me. It taught the people of old. But today it is teaching me also. The relevance of God's word is teaching me. And it's giving me hope. In a hopeless situation, in a hopeless world. It's giving me hope. And encouragement. So it already is beginning to tell me that this is, my father is a father that gives hope. And a father that encourages. You only give hope to people that are feeling hopeless. You only give hope to people who feel like they have no hope. But he says, my father has written the word down to give me hope.
And to
encourage me. Hallelujah. As I wait patiently for his promises to be fulfilled. As I wait patiently for his promises to be fulfilled. So already he's even telling me that God has promises for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has what? Promises. Look, it is only somebody who loves you, who gives you promises. That I will do this for you. I will send you here. I will pay this for you. I will build this for you. He gives you promises. And remember, the promises of God are yea and amen.
The
Bible says it's not a man that you should lie. Not a son of man that you should repent. As he said, and will he not do? So he has left me promises. But he says, as I wait for the promises to come to fruition. He encourages me and he gives me hope so that I can continue to wait. I will not be in a hurry. I will not mess up. I will not get out of the faith before the promises are fulfilled. He knows that things will be tough. He knows that there will be discouragement. And so he gives me hope
and
encouragement that I can wait patiently. Now if you learn about God, why will you not fall in love with such a God? Hallelujah. We are not loving him the way we ought to love him because we are not learning about him. Amen.
Amen.
We are not learning about him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are not learning about him. So number one, we need to learn about him. Very important. Amen.
Amen.
The scriptures contains the thoughts of God. It contains what God wants. It contains the secrets of God. Amen. So many things that God wants us to know. It is also the power to transform our lives. The word of God transforms our lives. There's power in it to transform our lives. That is why Apostle Paul says that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is the power of God.
And I'm saying,
the power to save. The power to transform. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the more you learn about God, the more you know him, and the more you love him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Number two, to love God, we need to spend time together.
As I said,
no, not yenina. We need to spend time with God. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We need to spend time with him.
As I said, yen fa nyankopon ending kitahu yen nya bre emanu.
It's very important.
Ehu hia ye pa.
In every relationship,
ewo ayonkofa biemu no.
Time is important. You need to put in time. Every relationship, you need to put in time. If you are going to love God the way He wants us to love Him, then you need to put in time. You need to spend time with God. You cannot know Him. You cannot love Him if you don't spend time with Him. Because the more you spend time with somebody, the more you get to know the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many people today that talk about God. But when they talk about God, when you listen to their talking, you can see that they don't know the God they are talking about. Hallelujah. They don't know the God they are talking about. Because if they know the God they are talking about, they will not talk the way they are talking about. You see, so many people look at their lives, but they say they love God. And they say they know Him. Your life will prove that you know Him or you love Him. Hallelujah. So spending time with somebody makes you know the person more and makes you fall in love with the person more. Amen. So we need to put time in relationship with God. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 16:11, it says, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually. Seeking, you need to spend time to seek. To seek His presence. To seek His strength. To seek His glory. It takes time to be in His presence. It takes time to converse with Him. It takes time to meet with Him. It takes time. You need to put in time. If you don't put in time, you can never know God properly. And if you don't know Him properly, it will be difficult for you to love Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, sometimes it's easy for people to talk about you. There are people who see you from far. Maybe you are living in an area, and people see you from far every morning. The only thing they know about you is that when you leave your house, you see them, you say, oh, good morning or good afternoon, you are gone.
Good afternoon and now good morning.
Or you are coming home, you see them, oh hello, how are you? Then you are going into your house. They have never spent time with you. But if these people open their mouth, then they begin to talk about you to somebody. How you bluff. How you don't want to talk to anybody. How you think that you are better than everybody in the area. If you hear what they will talk about you, you will ask yourself whether you yourself, you know yourself. Hallelujah. But these are people who are talking about you. They are saying things about you. But they have never spent time with you.
No,
they have never even conversed with you. They have never sat down with you to discuss anything. They only see you go, you wave them here and there. But they have stuff about you. What kind of a judgment is that? How can you know somebody like that? It's impossible. You see, there are so many people. People say they bluff. But if you go near them, you see that this person does not bluff at all. It's only that person is disciplined and is not a busybody. But because they are busy, but they putting their mouth in everybody's matter. And because you are not like that, they say all kind of manner of things about you. And it's the same we do about God. People talk about God.
They say so many things about God. They have never spent time with God. They have never conversed with God. They have never been in the presence of God. They don't know Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They don't know God. They don't know God. They don't know Him. The Bible says, the children of
Israel,
one of the problems they had with God, they knew the works of God, but they didn't know the ways of God. But Moses knew the ways of God. So when God was angry, Moses knew God is angry. But the children of Israel could not know when God was angry. Because they didn't know the ways of God. They only knew the works of God. And in the day that we are living in today, there are so many Christians that only know the works of God.
They are
only interested in the works of God. They are not interested in the ways of God. What makes God happy? What makes God angry? What makes God sad? What makes God joyful? They are not interested in it. Because that one takes time. As for knowing the works of God, it does not take time. But to know the ways of God, it takes time. It takes spending time with the person. Talking with the person, fellowshipping with the person, discussing with the person, being in the presence of the person. It takes time. You need to put in time. So if you are going to love God the way God wants us to love Him, then you need to put time in the relationship. You need to have time for God. You need to have time for Him. Put in time. Fellowship. Staying in His presence. Conversing with God. To know the ways of God. To know what God wants. To know what God likes. To know what makes God happy. To know what makes God angry. You need to spend time. Quality time with God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's very important. Very important. Very important. If you love somebody, you will spend time with the person.
That's a utopia, wouldn't it now?
Amen. I know we live in a busy world. We are busy every time. We are busy. There's no time. We have to go up and down. We have to go and work hard to make daily bread. But remember that the one who gives you the daily bread, the one who gives you the strength to go out, the one who gives you the health to go out, the one who gives you the ideas to go out, the strategy to go out, the one who blesses the work of your hand, he is the one who wants that relationship with you. He is the one who wants you to spend time with him. He is the one who wants you to be in his presence so that you can learn of him, so that you can know of him, so that you can love him. If you don't spend time with somebody, the relationship will begin to go down. The relationship will begin to get spoiled because you are not spending time. Anything you don't give time to begins to die gradually. If you don't give time to your house, your house will begin to look dilapidated. If you don't give time to your clothing, your clothing will begin to look wretched. If you don't give time to your body will begin to look wretched. Anything you don't give time to, that thing begins to die down. If you don't give time to the relationship that you have with God, relationship begin to become stale. That relationship is beginning to go down. And very soon, you will not even have a relationship at all. How can you love God if you don't have time with Him? The more time you have with Him, the more you love Him. The more you spend in His presence, the more you love Him. The more fellowship you have with Him, the more you love Him. So I'm telling you, my brother, my sister, this morning, Number one, learn of God. Learn of Him. Learn of God. Number two, have time for God. Spend time in His presence. Spend time to know Him. Spend time to converse with Him. Spend time to talk with Him. Spend time in His presence. Spend time loving His presence. And the more time you spend, the more you know Him. And the more you relate to Him, the more you love Him. With all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might, with all your substance, it will be easy. It will be easy to give to God your substance, your finances, your possessions. When you love Him, it's easy to give to someone that you love. It's very easy. It's not difficult. But when you don't love somebody, it's difficult to give to that person. The more you love God, the more you give Him time, the more you give Him your possessions, the more you give Him what you have, because you love Him, it becomes easy. It becomes easy. This morning, as you hear the sound of my voice, this, before you go home, desire in your heart that you want to learn of Him. You want to learn of Him. And you have to have time for Him. I just want you to stand on your feet with me. Close your eyes with me this day. And we want to talk to God this morning. You want to talk to God this morning. You know that you have not been learning of Him the way you ought to learn of Him. You know you have not been getting into the scriptures as you ought to get into the scriptures. You know you are not finding about what is in the will of God for you as you ought to. And you know that you are not spending time with Him as you ought to spend time with Him. So that you may know Him and love Him the way He needs you to love Him. This morning you want to pray. You want to talk God, tell God that, Father, I repent this morning. And I want you to give me the strength, the encouragement, that I can begin to learn of you, that I begin to spend time with you, that I begin to know you more and love you more with all my heart and with everything that is within me. Why don't you open your mouth and begin to pray right now? Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Talk to God right now. Talk to God right now. God is listening to you. God is listening to you. He's the same one who will give you strength. He's the same one that will quicken you, that will energize you, that you will begin to learn of Him. You have that desire to learn of Him, to study about Him, to know Him, that you may have to, you learn to spend time with Him, go into His presence, fellowship with Him more and more, more and more. More and more, that you love Him, that you love Him, you love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your substance, with everything that you have, everything that you are. Talk to God this morning. 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 Rabandere bakaba rabandoro bosaba makarababarandere arababandoro baha. We need a change, Lord. We need a change, Lord. We need a change, Lord. A change in attitude. A change in attitude. A change in attitude. A change in character. We need transformation. We need transformation. Ola barabaha rabanda rababakata makarababohosa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
As you have heard the word of God, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Your word is yea, your word is amen. You are a loving God. You are a kind God.
Jesus.
A gracious God.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Jesus.
We give you praise.
Oh.
We give you honor.
Jesus.
We adore you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Father, this morning, as your word has come to us,
yes,
we pray for encouragement.
Jesus.
We pray for hope.
For hope.
We pray for strength.
For strength.
That, Father, the ability
ability to learn of you more.
Yes, Lord.
The desire to learn of you more.
To learn of you.
The desire to be in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
The desire to be in fellowship with
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
The desire to converse with you.
To put in time.
Oh, Father, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Let that desire be strong.
In the name of Jesus.
Let that desire be strong.
In the name of Jesus.
Let that desire be strong.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
that we
Jesus.
Shall love you.
Yes, Lord.
That we shall love you.
We shall love
with
you.
With everything that is in us. We give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say a big amen to the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. Have your seats.
Amen.
Have your seats.